It's Thursday, March the 13th, and this is Bedtime with Rob and Alex.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob.
We're in bed.
Here we are.
So, I was thinking that tonight we could try something a little bit different. I feel that for a podcast that is set in a bed, this is a remarkably...
Which this one is.
A remarkably business-like podcast. And there's
exactly
not enough...
what do you have in mind?
There is not enough continuing plot. We lack story.
Previously on Bedtime with
Exactly.
Rob and Alex.
Exactly. Previously on Bedtime with Rob and Alex. The okra. And if you don't know what that reference means, what episode was that?
Episode 15?
Surely you just...
This is episode 16.
No. The okra was then in episode 14.
Oh, you're right.
So
this is episode... But this is episode 16, which in binary terms makes it like a real anniversary.
I love the idea of starting to celebrate our binary anniversaries. Speaking of which, I don't feel we've made enough public fuss over the fact that this is our 10-year anniversary season.
This is true.
We have been a couple for 10 years, and someone was asking me yesterday how long we've been living together, and April is going to be 10 years of cohabitation. How freaky is that? I mean, it's sort of cheating because I didn't really move until...
Late May.
Yeah. But still... I mean, there was like a gap of, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So, it's sort of our 10-year lease anniversary. Ah, the lease anniversary.
The lease-iversary.
The lease-iversary. Of course, you have to make it into one word. Yeah, so I was thinking that it would be nice to just reflect on a moment in the day where we got to feel the edge between work and life.
Yeah. Did you have one of those moments today?
Yeah. I actually had a nice moment of reflecting, of just feeling like what I want my life to look like is a lot like what our work looks like. I mean, it's not a coincidence. This is the stuff we were messing around with. Like, I still find sometimes I don't get to spend enough of my time doing the parts of my work that I really used to kind of goof off with. Like, I wish I had more time to mess around with project management software, which we will get back to in a moment. But today was a really cool day. I got to talk to, you know, a few people for the first time or for the first time in a long time. I mean, it's all thinking about stuff that's fun. And I just thought, we're doing okay, you know, making a living at doing what I would actually, to a large extent, choose to do with my time. Although I admit that this week there would maybe be a little bit more sewing. but yeah, so that was a good moment. How about you?
So less sketch, more stitch.
sketch and stitch. There's got to be a way of bringing those together.
For me, the day was largely taken up with writing, but there was actually a fun chunk of trying to convey information through graphics. But it was actually a bit of an intellectual challenge and a graphic challenge, and putting those things together was really quite gratifying. I really enjoyed it. That was really amazing. The other part I loved of the day was just it had a kind of leisurely start for me.
Mm.
Because this was going to be a content day, a writing day, and one where I didn't have appointments booked, it meant that I was able to take my time with our kids. And they were delightful this morning.
Yeah, it's funny. I like having the day at home myself I did yesterday, but I miss having the day with you.
Yeah, I know that. And I miss the pickup.
The pickup of other women or the pickup at the end of the day?
No, that went well.
That went well. But it's much easier to do without me, isn't it? Yeah, I really do feel like, you know, we have this amazing coach. Let us all now spend a moment talking about our amazing executive coach, Jeff Balin, without whom we would each be toiling in the mines of other people's businesses still.
www.jeffbalin.com.
Balin. He's a rock star. Jeff gave us this assignment a few months ago of... spending a day together all day, remember, right after?
Oh, yeah.
Because we haven't done enough of that. And I think we really need to do that soon. I would wish tomorrow could be that day of spending the whole day working together. We should just like get into declaring those emergency days when we feel like we need to have, you know, a day of working together all day. I don't think you really want to have my day tomorrow.
I see.
Tomorrow is not the day you want.
Gosh, with such a busy day, I suppose you'd need to manage your projects carefully.
Funny you should mention that. With such a busy day, I had no time to massage my project management software. So first of all, you know, I am a woman of many complex systems and also a featured profile on the 37 Signals site. And I feel now that I've been both looted and profiled on 37 Signals recently that I shouldn't in any way discuss my modest impatience with Basecamp. But, you know, I've been trying all these stupid project management systems out. And the thing I'm really loving right now is this thing called I Want Sandy, which is a virtual personal assistant. And what I love about it, it's just so simple. It's just I have a little personal, you know, email address that's my Sandy, as it were. And I have like a thought that happens to me at any point. I mean, this happens to me all the time. I have a sudden thought. I punch it into my iPhone or I punch it into my email and it says, Sandy, remind me to, you know, call Dave S. tomorrow. And then tomorrow I get an email from Sandy saying, call Dave S. And it's just like so stupidly simple. And of course it's not organized. And I have a kabillion unacted on emails from her, but most of the time when I'm putting to-dos together, it's not that I really need a to-do list. It's more like the Dave Allen thing of getting it out of my head. And this totally works for that. Plus, she has a little Google widget that if I ever logged into, it doesn't seem to be a persistent login, which is a bit annoying. But in principle, my, you know, Google personal homepage has my little I Want Sandy widget. And that's quite perfect. And, of course, ripe for integration into Google Sites, which... After a lot of hemming and hawing over, let's see, I guess our shortlist was eventually Central Desktop, Huddle, because it's pretty, and Basecamp, like, you know, just sticking with Basecamp. And, you know, it's funny, I started a new project this week with somebody who set up a whole new Basecamp site for it. And I was, Natasha, who's our project manager, she and I were talking about it today and how like Basecamp's really nice the first week.
Yeah.
And then it gets really cluttered really quickly, and it becomes really annoying that none of your tasks have due dates on them. And that's why we were looking at Central Desktop. I mean,
that's our single biggest complaint about Basecamp, isn't it?
If Basecamp had due dates on tasks, I would just suck up all my other marginal irritations. It's the lack of due dates for tasks is the deal breaker for me. And I understand that there's like a whole GTD weirdo psycho religion around due dates, but due date on my tasks. Like, hello, it doesn't seem like rocket science. And I'm not, you know what?
No, normally, it's computer science.
Well, normally I would go and whine, but I mean, so many people have whined about this on Basecamp and it's so clearly like against their religion that what's the point? So we've been looking at these other options. And of course now this week there's Google Sites, which isn't project management software per se, but
it has all these templates.
It has these templates, and you can embed any widget directly in a Google site. And I think you can even create a template that has those widgets pre-embedded. So in theory, we could use... I've been using this thing called ToodleDo. Well, using is perhaps a misnomer. I have set up an account and imported all my tasks into ToodleDo. And I am ignoring it as effectively as I ignore my other systems. And I set it up mainly because it has integration... sort of with OmniFocus, which is my favorite to-do list manager that I'm not using. You know, everything is kind of a book, like a placeholder until iPhone SDK stuff happens, because then really my choice will be based on how I like things working on my iPhone. But meanwhile, ToodleDo actually does seem like in some ways an improvement on Remember the Milk. It seems like a improvement because it has more sophisticated collaboration functionality, and then also
yeah,
has
that
this
was where Remember the Milk
focus stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Questions to ask before you change project management systems yet again.
My first one is: what behavior are you trying to change with your project management solution? If you are somebody who dumps all your projects into whatever bucket and or tackle box or configuration you happen to be using, and then never checks them again and ignores the reminders and lets them pile up, then probably the most sophisticated system in the world isn't going to help you. You're going to have to address some of those other behaviors and ask yourself what's causing them.
I would say,
by the way, there's more than a certain amount of physician heal thyself.
Yeah, no kidding. This is a little bit of a tip masquerading as a question, but have you come to terms with the fact that just because you put everything on a list doesn't mean it will all get done? I know myself, I spend a lot of time shuffling project management systems in this belief that somewhere out there is the combination of like buckets and software that will suddenly make all my tasks go away. And there is no such combination. In fact, I think I could have an army of thousands and I would still fill up all the buckets and containers because there's just a lot I want to do. This is why cloning needs to be accelerated.
Do you have a system in place to assign priorities to the tasks you have and do, frankly, triage, deciding that some of them are less important than others, some of them are less urgent than others, and understanding the difference between the two of those, and recognizing that there are only so many hours in the day?
Are you clear on what you want your system, your new system, to do for you and on how your old system has failed you? You know, we did this big, beautiful whiteboard full of requirements, actually, this time out, of like, here are all the things we needed to do and here are our priorities. And then we never really got around to organizing them and cross-checking. We just need a goddamn system already. So we
really,
just,
it's on my to-do list.
Yeah, exactly. But again, physician, heal thyself. I think we should just make a list of all the questions we didn't ask ourselves, because those would be the important questions for other people to ask themselves, and then tell us what the answers were. But really, it is, it's a good idea to know what your must-haves are. And you know what? To be honest, I think what came out for us is, at the end of the day, we just want something that lets us make lists of tasks and put dates next to them. And pretty much everything else about our system is working, like email. We're getting each other's messages. We've got Google Docs working well for collaboration. There really isn't anything else that we're really, really having trouble with. A little bit of like file sharing kind of stuff, like having a file repository would be nice. But fundamentally, what we need is a collaborative task manager with due dates. That's not that complicated.
My last question would be, does it have to be online? Or does it have to be on a computer? In collaborative environments, increasingly, the answer to both of those is yes, especially if you're running distributed collaboration networks. But for a lot of people working individually, there are folks out there who work very, very nicely on paper.
Natasha.
Natasha, really?
Natasha has that. Haven't you noticed she has that big, like, official-looking agenda? And it's, she actually just likes to make a list every day.
Oh, geez, I just assumed it was a death list.
Well, maybe that may be what's on her list every day, working with us. I don't know about paper. I think everybody's too eager to go back to paper. Just because software isn't working doesn't mean that you should go back to paper. Paper is very bad for searching.
It is bad for searching. It's not great for reordering things. But at the same time, there are folks who think just in really tactile terms. And they like the tangibility of it. And when I'm, you know, when I am writing copy or I'm writing, you know, long documents, sure, I like to be banging away on a keyboard. But if I'm journaling, I vastly prefer pen and paper.
See, I think if you didn't spend so much time journaling, our to-do list would be much shorter.
Rob's last journal entry was sometime in the year 2004.
Okay, fair enough. But you know, actually, if I may just lend my support to what you're saying, I realized I was like anti-paper, but you know, the reality is, as we've admitted, the best thing we've done in our new office was to whiteboard paint 3 out of 4 walls in our conference room, leaving out only the windows, basically. Mm-hmm. Everything else is whiteboard. And on one of those whiteboards, you know, floor to ceiling, actually on one of the whiteboards, it says, this list is not meant to be exhaustive, at the top of the wall. And at one point, there was a large list underneath it, but now it's just a blank wall that says at the top, this list was not meant to be exhaustive, which I really love. But on the other wall, we have, you know, kind of a rough, an invisible grid, and we have a client or project in each of those boxes. And, you know, every week when we do our docket review, we erase the things that got done the week before and add the things that need to get done in the next week. And frankly, that's working way better for us than Basecamp. It's right there. It's big. It's obnoxious. It's annoying. We write the due dates in red. We write people's initials next to the things they have to get done. And it's really fun to erase them the next week. It's just really satisfying. We should be photographing it each week.
So maybe the saw-off between Basecamp and paper is whiteboard paint.
Yes, whiteboard a wall and get to it. It is the whiteboard paint, we should note, kind of a pain in the ass to paint with.
Yeah, and not always a lot of fun to erase.
Oh, yeah.
Our office often reeks of Fantastic and various other more noxious solvents.
Yeah. So if you don't like the podcast, blame it on dry erase poisoning. Well, we've been yakking for a while.
We have.
Oh, want to say something nice? You first or me first?
You go first.
I really loved seeing you in the dark holding little sweetie until she fell asleep. That was extremely sweet and also really helpful. But I have to say, in one of those love him or leave him moments, when we got home today and we pulled into our parking space out front, and you had just come down the street, and you had my iPhone headphones in, not to put too fine a point on it.
They weren't.
Oh, I thought they were.
iPod headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyhow, you were walking along and you were yakking away like a total like freak to yourself, and not in the way that one yaks away to oneself on a Bluetooth headset, but just yakking away like a complete lunatic and into your little podcasting rig, and you're so like completely unselfconscious. And I mean, the fact that, you know, your big agenda item at the end of the day is to leave an audio comment on someone else's podcast was so adorable. And may I say, a delightful example for all those out there enjoying the Bedtime with Rob and Alex podcast. But we only accept comments that are submitted from bed.
Yes. So either your bed's wired for Ethernet or you're just
SOL.
You better be on wireless. I think for me today, it was actually shortly after that. And it was the moment that little darling, little sweetie looked and saw her horse and said magic. And you, having been through what must have been kind of a hellish trip home.
Interesting.
Yeah. You just reacted with such delight. And your ability to cut through that and not deny it, but set it aside for a moment and just let the wonder of a moment
so cute
wash over you. Yeah. It's enviable.
You're sweet.
You are too.
I think we should go to sleep.
With all due haste. Good night, Internet.
Night, Internet.
Good night, sweetheart.
You've been listening to Bedtime with Rob and Alex. You can find show notes and past episodes at socialsignal.com/bedtime. And if you'd like to send us your comments, your thoughts, your questions, your feedback of any kind whatsoever, just shoot it off to bedtime@socialsignal.com. And we take text comments, we take audio comments as well. Thanks for listening.